The crowds that Jesus had fed with only 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish were so impressed by this miracle that they wanted to take Jesus and make him king. The Jewish people had always hoped that Messiah, who had been announced by the prophets down through the centuries, would come as a glorious king, able to lead his people to victory over all their enemies, especially over the occupying armies of Rome. The Jews were waiting for the day when they would have their own king in Jerusalem, where David and Solomon had reigned. And Messiah's rule, they knew, would extend over the whole world, according to God's word given by the prophets. The authority and power displayed by Jesus seemed to make this possible. Christ, however, had not come into the world to rule like an earthly monarch. His reign was to be spiritual, extending over the hearts and lives of men who love and obey him. All those who believe in Jesus as the Son of God and the divinely appointed King of all the redeemed belong to his kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. He came to be the Savior of mankind and the ruler not of a temporal but of an eternal and universal kingdom. Even the apostles did not yet understand the true reason of Christ's coming to earth, and hoped to see their master one day crowned King of Israel. So when Jesus saw the enthusiasm of the crowds and that they were going to make him king by force, he made his disciples get into a boat and go ahead of him to the other side of the lake, while he dismissed the people and slipped away into the hills to pray by himself. Night was beginning to fall. The boat was already some distance from the shore, and Jesus was alone on the hillside. Sometimes he spent the whole night in communion with his heavenly Father, even after an exhausting day's work. While Jesus was praying, the disciples were rowing, and darkness began to fall over the waters of the lake. The Sea of Galilee was often subject to sudden and violent storms that would sweep down from the hills and make navigation difficult and even dangerous. When the disciples were in the middle of the lake, a strong wind rose, beating up the waters, and they had trouble rowing against the wind and the waves. The disciples were good sailors and were used to bad weather conditions, but the ship, buffeted by the waves, made little or no headway, as the wind was contrary. While the disciples were straining at the oars, Jesus was on the mountain in prayer. But in spite of the distance and the darkness, he never lost sight of them. Shortly before daybreak, about 3 in the morning, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When they saw a white figure coming towards them on the water, they thought they were seeing a ghost, and cried out, because they all saw him and were terrified. At once Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." Peter, the most impulsive of the disciples, said to him, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," Jesus replied. So Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the water towards him. For a few minutes his faith in the Lord remained unshaken, and then he took his eyes off Jesus and became aware of the wind and the waves. Immediately he began to sink because he was afraid and cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus at once reached out his hand and caught him, saying, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Jesus held Peter by the hand, and they both walked to the boat and climbed in. As soon as they were aboard, the wind died down. The disciples were amazed, for they had not really understood the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. They still could not grasp the fact of their Master's divine power, and that Jesus, the Creator of the universe, ruled over everything. In astonishment, those in the boat knelt and worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Then looking around, they saw to their surprise that the boat had already reached the shore where they were heading. Next episode, Jesus, the Bread of Life.